Dr. Ishmael, ISMAIL, Interventional Cardiology Dictating Office Visit, and Mildred Runyan, R-U-N-Y-A-N. Again, patients here today for follow-up after she was hospitalized recently at Santa Grace Hospital for chest pain. Patient was ruled out for acute coronary syndrome, underwent left heart catheterization, which revealed non-obstructive coronary artery disease. Please refer to attached procedure report and records for details. During hospitalization, patient also was noted to have upper respiratory infection and acute bronchitis, ruling out pneumonia. She underwent treatment with antibiotic, and her symptoms improved. She does have a history of hypertension and diabetes, both of which were treated and controlled. Otherwise, patient had uneventful hospital course. She was discharged in stable condition. Since discharge, she has been doing well without any recurrent symptoms. She denied further chest pain, nor thalamic PND or leg swelling, no palpitations or syncope. Next item, past medical history, as mentioned above, is to hypertension, diabetes, non-obstructive coronary artery disease, and dyslipidemia. Family history remarkable for hypertension in her father, diabetes in her mother and daughter. Social history patient lives with her family, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug abuse. Current medication, please refer to attached current list of medications. Review systems, there's no fever, chest, weight loss, mass sweats, itchy and teeth. She had no hearing loss or visual changes. Cardiovascular, as mentioned above. Respiratory patient has recently recovered from upper respiratory infection. Endocrine history of diabetes mellitus, no known history of thyroid disorder. Gastrointestinal, there's no diarrhea or constipation, CNS, no history of CVA, hematologic, no bleeding disorder, musculoskeletal, no known history of rheumatoid arthritis, rheumatic heart disease, or rheumatic fever. Neurologic, no CVA, no history of CVA, skin, no rashes. Again, neurologic, no history of CVA, skin, no rashes. Next item, cardiovascular assessment and plan. Physical examination. Patient had no apparent distress at rest. Pulse 137/78, heart rate is 88, and she's in normal sound rhythm. No significant JVD, lungs are clear to auscultation, cardiac auscultation reveals normal S1, S2. No murmurs gallop or up, abdomen no masses or bruit. There's no peripheral opening edema, no neurological deficit. Next item, cardiovascular assessment and plan. Number one, recent admission for chest pain. Patient was ruled out for acute coronary syndrome. Left heart catheterization revealed recent admission for chest pain consistent with angina. Patient had multiple risk factors including diabetes, hypertension, and dyslipidemia. She underwent left heart catheterization with severe non-obstructive coronary artery disease. Patient was consultation was canceled about risk factor modification, lifestyle changes, and compliance with medication, including aspirin, statin, and beta blockers, and ACE inhibitor. Number two, recent upper respiratory infection / acute bronchitis. Patient completed a course of antibiotic. Number next, diabetes mellitus type 2. Continue follow-up with primary care physician for tight diabetes control. Number next, hypertension appeared to be controlled. Continue current medication with target blood pressure 130/70. Patient was canceled about checking her blood pressure at home, bringing a list of blood pressure measurements with each doctor's visit. Number next is severe dyslipidemia. Continue statin. Patient was counseled about risk factor modification and lifestyle changes. Continue same current medications. See her again for follow-up in about 3 months. She's to call us sooner with any problems or concerns. Patient was to follow up with her primary care physician on other medical problems. Dr. Jeffrey Goto, G-O-T-T-O. Please send a copy of this report to her primary care physician, Dr. Jeffrey Goto. Address 14001 Greenfield, Detroit, Michigan 48227. This is in dictation on Mildred Runyon, Dr. Ishmael Ravenshaw Cardiology. Thank you.